You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver. Hi, Montenegro. Matt is back in here. Westwood Matt. They're all running it from the five hole, and your boy Mafi is off gallivanting in Mexico, telling me he's unreachable. He's off the grid. That's a nice way of saying he doesn't want to talk to any of us for an extended period of time. It's fine with me. He's lucky I got him 25-11 with five dimes tonight from my boy Reed, who filled his shoes admirably, put up numbers that Mafia has never dreamt of having, but he gets on his rap sheet. He gets it on his stat line. He's loving life now that he's got that kind of juice. Anyway, Mafia's out for a while. I have no idea when he's coming back. They're telling me there's a possibility that he may never come back. Every time I go to the Caribbean, there's potential that I might not come back. And then now Mafia's in Mexico. There's potential that he could not come back. I think the Brooklyn Nets are playing Oak City tomorrow night in Mexico.
They're actually playing Oak City tomorrow night in Mexico, and then they're playing, I think, the Heat on Saturday in Mexico City
two
also.
Games.
They play two games in Mexico City this weekend.
Wow. How about that?
Adjust your lines accordingly.
So that's true. I have to say, you know, you heard the promo, the intro in the show hour. They're talking about rape and everything. Can we talk about Warren Moon for a second? How creepy is this? This is insanity. This story is nuts. All right, so Warren Moon has been accused of sexual harassment and sexual battery. I mean, forget harassment when you're basically accused of rape, right? By a female employee of his sports marketing firm, and will take a leave of absence, allegedly, from his role on the Seahawks radio broadcast. In fact, I heard he's already out on the broadcast team.
He's asked for a leave of absence.
The Seahawks released a statement tonight saying the team has accepted his request. They did not list a reason. Gee, what do you think that is? The lawsuit was filed in Orange County in California Monday. This woman said that Moon made, quote, unwanted and unsolicited sexual advances, end quote, toward her while she was working for Sports One Marketing as Moon's assistant. The lawsuit lists Moon as president and co-owner of the Irvine Cali-based company. She told the Washington Post through her attorney that she wishes to have her name made public. So her story is that she was hired in July of 2017, and Moon allegedly demanded that she submit to a variety of unnerving sexual and perverse controlling arrangements, including sleeping in the same bed with him, allegedly, on all business trips, providing him unfettered access to the bathroom every time she showered, allegedly, wearing skimpy lingerie, allegedly, while in the obligatory single room, allegedly, obtaining prior approval for her wardrobe, allegedly, while being subjected to continuous unwanted and unsolicited sexual advances, allegedly. According to the lawsuit, Moon allegedly drugged this woman's drink without her consent during a business trip to Cabo. Wabo. White Sancho, Megatan, look, we sleep on the beach. You know I wanna make love in the sheets. Let me take you down. Straight down to Cabo. Salt shake, a little lick of lime. What a great song. Have you been to Cabo Wabo, to Sammy Hagar's bar? Here we go. You ready, Carver High? Can't find it. Fail. She started feeling strange when she was allegedly drugged and asked Moon if he had put something in her drink, which he then admitted to doing, allegedly, telling her he did so allegedly because he thought she wasn't having fun, allegedly. On the same trip, according to the lawsuit, Moon pulled off her bathing suit while they were on the beach, despite her pleas with him to stop. On another business trip to Seattle, she said he grabbed her crotch, allegedly, while she was sleeping. After rejecting another one of his sexual advances, she said Moon wrote in an email to her the following day, if she wasn't comfortable with the demands, he would find someone who doesn't have inhibitions about the job. Allegedly. According to the lawsuit, the Cabo incidents occurred after the woman complained to the company's CEO about Moon's behavior. She said the company did nothing to address the matter. Wait a minute. Yeah. By the dozens, baby. Come on. Sancho Megatan, look. Come on. We crash on the beach. Love the shit. Come on. But not with Warren Moon. Let him grab your crotch straight down in Cabo. And I'll drug your drink. Drug your drink and make unwanted sexual advances. All right, here we go. Wait, this is my favorite part. Here we go. And I see it. Place comes alive every night. This comes alive every night. I'll bet it does, Warren. Come on. Hall of Fame. Give back your gold jacket. Now that you're kind of creepy. Hey. What do you think, Carver High? It gets worse.
It gets worse, did you just say?
Yeah.
You didn't read all
the company did nothing to address the matter. She accused the company of retaliating against her by giving her a demotion after that and reduced pay. The attorney told the Washington Post that she did not report any of Moon's conduct, including the alleged sexual battery, to police. She was scared. She was expecting to further her career in the sports marketing industry. She had no idea her job duties were going to involve this kind of perverse protocol. It's not the first time he's been accused of sexual misconduct. When he was with the Vikings, he was sued by a cheerleader who accused him of offering her cash for sex. The case was settled out of court. I don't have any good songs about Minneapolis, actually. 2 months later, he was arrested in Houston, Texas, after his wife told police that he struck her on the head and choked her before she escaped from the couple's home. The case went to trial, and Moon was acquitted when his wife testified she had initiated the violence. They later divorced. Wow. He's been on this show as well. He's been on every show, hasn't he, on this network? I've heard him on here all kinds of times.
Yes, he has.
Let's just say Warren not having a good day.
Probably not for the rest of this season.
Not having a good day at all. So, do you believe her? I guess I have to. I mean,
these are all, listen.
Strong stuff. Do you think she's got Notre Dame over LSU in the citrus? I'm just saying, I got a lot on the line over here. I mean, she's got a lot on the line with this lawsuit. I got a lot on the line with Notre Dame LSU. I got a lot of things I got to worry about.
She has a lot of details.
A lot of sordid details. How about the drugging of the drink? He told her, allegedly, she looked like she wasn't having a good time, so he thought he'd drop a little fun in her drink. A little roofie or a little ecstasy, maybe a little dabble, do you, Molly? I'll shake out, ooh. A little dabble, do you? Just a pinch between my cheek and gum. Give me full all-night pleasure. Hold on a second. I'll tell you what. Bulldogs, ooh. Did you see the guy that woke up all his neighbors that were Auburn fans at like 5 in the morning the other day? Did you see that guy? He had a speaker and everything. He was like, I just want to say good morning to all you Auburn fans. Ho, ho, ho. He was barking. Did you see him? That was great.
I did not see that.
Well, that's too bad. Warren Moon should hire him. But he's going to need a new assistant that's willing to wear no panties on the job. If you're not going to if you're not going to take my sexual advances, we'll find someone that will. Did you hear what she said? Like, they were going to, they demoted her and they were going to replace her with somebody that would put up with his shenanigans, which we deem evil shenanigans on this very program. You know, it's funny when I bring these stories up, and but they're not funny at all. He's a creep if it's true. And just even it, when you're in, like, so he's in protocol right now, right? Like, the court case has been filed in Orange County. This stuff isn't just a joke. It's like he's being accused of all of these crimes. So we report on it. And then it's funny. People don't like the way I do it, or they don't like the way my opinions about it. That's hilarious. What do I have to do with it? What do I have to do with this freak creep? I mean, honestly.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
Do you believe a guy that's already had multiple incidents of sexual, provocateur? Does he not? He's already, hit on cheerleaders and tried to have sex with them, and then allegedly was involved in violence with his ex-wife.
Has some past history.
I mean, he's got a rap sheet for it, right? And now, again, he's being accused. This is problematic. Do you think he'll be working in the Olympics with Tirico and the rest of the people that harass women? I mean, they'll be, because they could probably use him.
Matt Lauer.
Lauer's out, but what about Warren? Maybe he could cover the neutral athletes that are no longer on the Russian team drugging. No? You don't like that idea? Anyway. Just horrible. These are horrible stories during the holidays for the children to have to put up with and hear from, their parents at the breakfast table after they stay up all night listening to Uncle Futrelli. And then they're like, did you hear Pharrell last night talking about this creep? But, I'm not doing it. I'm just reporting the news. Just, I give it a little bit of flavor with the Van Halen, but everyone loves Sammy Hagar. I love going to Cabo. My buddy, my boy, Horseman Jack, has a pad in Cabo that I stay at.
Is that right?
My boy in Vegas. Mafia knows him. That's our guy that takes us stacked to dinner.
I didn't meet him that time.
You got to meet him next time. We got to get him to take us out for steaks at Stack, the tomahawk at Stack, trying to compete with Andiamo.
It's hard to compete with Andiamo.
We got a situation, though. They got the hot plate. Have you ever seen those where they bring out and you put the steak on it while you're waiting?
Really?
Well, you have it at your table. You can just keep cooking pieces and always keep it sizzling hot, like Kobe beef.
I can't wait to sit down at that table at Andiamo on Saturday night.
JK, and I can't. The first night we're there is ridiculous. That's like a nickel dinner. It's a nickel. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. Do you think this will happen at any point, JK? How many times do you think I should, see if you're there before I hang up on you?
No. I wouldn't want that. To know me is to love me, Pharrell.
God, I was like, Jack, JK, 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 JK.
I've never talked about you because we've never met face-to-face, but I think you're a greater host than Tom Snyder. I mean, I used to watch that cat when I was a kid.
That guy was great.
He was, and he'd go, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. It took about 10 minutes to say anything, but once he said it, it was memorable.
I liked him. He was great.
This is my nugget of the night. Pour me some St. Pauli.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is a wuss, man. Against Philip Rivers, I don't care what the name of his team is, Rivers can throw the ball, man. He can put that ball right down the middle of the field every time.
There's no doubt about it. I think that's going to be a good game on Sunday, believe it or not.
It's going to be. I've been accused of being one of Cousins' promoters. No.
Well, I think...
I don't care who takes him. He's not going to be with the Skins after this season.
Well, we've heard that before, and then they keep giving him deals. Now he's making $24 million. They keep giving him, tag years. And if they do it again next year, it'll be $34 million. We'll see if that happens. I think that the Redskins... they're finished. So it doesn't matter what they do on Sunday. It doesn't even matter what they do. They're not going to the playoffs. So everyone always talks. I think they just gave Gruden an extension. and you know, before the season, it's always everybody's a great coach, great quarterback, being paid double what he's worth, and no results. No results. I always told you, he puts up big numbers, lots of touchdowns, very few picks, high completion percentage, and to go with all that, nothing but losses. He puts up huge numbers for a guy that never wins. I mean, honestly, how do you blow the game against New Orleans? They were up 15 with 4 minutes to go. That's who he is.
Is that all on him?
A lot of it is. So, you know, you got to close that deal. You're up 15 on the road against the best team in the NFC, maybe, and there's 4 minutes left in the game. You got to win the game. You just got to win the game. That's just all there is to it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Carver, hi. I'm trying to ice my back here while I do the show. I've got tremendous foot problems and a little bit of a tweaked lower back, and I think that is from doing deadlifts and overheads the other day on Monday that were excessive. And then working on my, you know, upper body for rebounding skills, giving you 11 boards tonight. The lower back may have had a little bit of a tweak doing the overheads. And thus, playing 44 minutes tonight, I'm noticing a little tightness in the back. And I'm icing full back. You remember last week when I was leaning against the window doing it?
Yeah, with the amount of ice that you're
going through.
Got going through right now, we might as well just get you a cold tub in there. I mean,
I would love a cold.
Just do the show in a cold
and
tub.
And a hanging mic.
A hanging mic.
Do you think I could do 4 hours in a cold tub, like the polar bear tub?
Yes.
Sweet. Anyway, so there's a lot I want to talk about with you on this program, including coming up here, Carver High. We have to talk about coaches in the NFL that are going to get fired.
Yeah, I saw this today.
Isn't that going to happen soon, Black Monday?
Yeah, that's we're a couple weeks away. Obviously, the Giants kind of kick things off.
What is there, 4 weeks away?
4 weeks left in the season. So will there be any more to go before the end of the year like your boy McAdoo?
Yeah, I hope so. And then what do you think of the Goodell five-year $200 million?
Well, at the end of the
guess
day—
guess he's set for life.
At the end of the day, as much as— we hate him, and the players hate him, and, you know, on and on and on. He makes the owners money.
Lots of money.
And that's why they're not going to get rid of him.
I think the league and the owners and the teams and the fans are the ones that make all the money. I think he manages everything, and he gets all the credit for it.
But the players and the fans can't stand him.
But the teams make the money.
Right.
And then people say no one watches the NFL anymore, which is just absolute horse shack diesel.
Not true.
I watch every week. I haven't missed a Sunday in the NFL in probably 35 years. I'm not kidding. That's all I do on Sundays. I don't even know I have a family on Sundays. They know that. There's no getting around it. Like last week, dude, Mafia told you, right? Like she went to some family meal or something. Like they all met at a restaurant to have like all the cousins and nephews and everything met for his pizza bash somewhere. And who was the only person that didn't go?
Because you had pain day.
Pain day. There's no family gatherings on pain day.
Well, I have a...
That'd be like scheduling something on Game 6 and 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals when the Penguins are going for the Cup. Like, can you imagine the Islanders playing a Game 7 and your wife schedules you to go to what, a baby shower or another wedding? You've been to more weddings than anyone I know. Would you go to a wedding on Game 7 of the Islanders? Would you do it?
No, I would not. I would not go.
I didn't think so.
Now, I do have this Sunday. Now, it's pain day, of course, but I'll have pain day on at the house when I have the big...
You go to all this stuff. I gotta tell you.
I'm
worried about you.
Olivia's first birthday this Sunday.
So I have this other buddy. You know, the great Foz, who was on the Ballers. You know what the Foz did to me? He's always crying. I got to tell the story.
Didn't you get rid of this guy? He's not even on the team
anymore.
So
the guy says to me one day, he's complaining about... there's too many guys on the team, and I'm sitting on the bench here for I'm only playing 30 minutes a game, and I'm sitting over here, and everybody else is playing. And meanwhile, you know, he scores about 7 or 8 points a game. He's a great player, best rebounder since Dennis Rodman, great player. Guy busts his ass, strongest rebounder I've ever played with. But he doesn't score a ton, but when he does, you know, he usually slices and dices and scores some points. But he says, I never play. There's too many guys on the team. I sit on the bench. I'm getting sick of this. So then we trade away all the players to the other team. And then now he plays 40 minutes out of 44 a game. So tonight, they're a player short. They only have four. And he complains, this league's a mess. We don't even have five players. I go, you complain when there were seven. Now you complain when you're going to play the entire game. You're complaining. And I said, it all started when you had that baby. You had a baby, you started messing around with baby wipes and diapers, and you became a femme, okay? So you cry as much as that kid does. Stop crying and go to the hole. No mercy, sweep the leg, pain day. Never schedule anything in front of NFL football, Carver. If I see you go to another wedding on a Sunday, I'm going to disown you.
I got the baby's first birthday party on Sunday.
That's a terrific family function, but I'm sure you're going to have the Bills game going in the Mafia Club where you have the party.
No, it's actually at my house.
That's even better. Then you'll have the game going in the new house.
It'll be on.
I had huge plans to go out to Long Island for that party. However, there was a thing called 5 hours of traffic the last time I came out there for one of her parties, so it's not happening.
No, I knew you weren't making it.
God bless the child forever. Uncle Futrelli sends her nothing but the best.
Hard to get on me for having
There'll
a baby. I'm about
babies.
To go to Vegas for the second time in a calendar year having a one-year-old. So.
Let me tell you something, know-it-all. The best thing that ever happened to you was me taking you interference style to Vegas twice a year to get away from all that baby crap. I know you love your daughter. Let's establish that early and often. But you gotta get away from the screaming babies for a week at a time. Shot it twice out of a cannon. Carver High in Vegas, greatest thing that ever happened to you in the midst of all this diaper drama. And this guy on my team, shut up already with your complaining. Go change another diaper and stir up some formula, you femme. Pain day. Stanley Cup playoffs, never interfere. Family can go take a hike.
Don't forget the World Cup.
Listen, the summer of the World Cup is just fantastic because now there's something to watch all day long without interference from family and friends. The only thing family and friends are good for is when you get a deal on a car.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. I think my lungs are being crushed by ice packs right now in Carver High. And it might affect my breathing.
Yeah, it's probably not a good thing.
All right. So I want to take these calls. Drew in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Drew, what a disaster you
hey,
are,
hey,
dude.
Hey,
come
hey,
on.
Hey,
my
hey,
God. Back. What is it, down in your pants?
No. I've just been waiting on hold for a long time.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, man, so earlier I heard you say you don't care about the violence in the NFL. These guys, the level of athlete that is out there, I mean, earlier this year, I mean, did you not see the Packers game when Davante Adams got, like, lit up, hit in the head?
Yeah. I mean, there's no – it's dangerous.
Did you think he was dead? I thought he was dead.
I didn't think he was dead. But I think – listen, it's very dangerous. There's no denying that. But this is no different, if you ask me, than guys that get in Formula One race cars and NASCARs and – they play football, you know, this talk about safety and everything, it's pervasive. I get it, different helmets, different shoulder pads, different techniques, all the rest. But like anything else, UFC, you get in that octagon, it's very dangerous. Boxing, you get in the ring, you can get your skull rattled. These are very dangerous sports that these professional athletes have trained their entire lives to play, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they admit the dangers of it on record, and they also make millions of dollars doing it. So they know the risk and the reward. They all want that big payday. They want to be set for life. They want to take care of their families, their wife and children, and their children for life with one big fat payday, maybe a second contract, maybe a third. Or you're not going to do it on your rookie deal. But they all do it for the same reason. People talk about all the time, oh, they do it for championships. I don't think so. I think they actually do it for the money, and they know exactly what they're after, that big fat paycheck. And they don't even care about anything else, celebrity, about the fame, any of that. I think that comes with the territory, depending on what position you play. But they all, to a man that I know, like every guy I know hundreds of guys in the league that I've come across and been friends with and that I know personally, and they all tell me the same thing. They did it for the money. They did it for the money. There's no, like, this isn't some kind of secret. They knew that they were going to sacrifice their bodies and their minds for that big, fat payday. So you want me to feel sorry for them? You want me to worry about all the heavy hits? I love it. I have no problem with it at all. And everyone can hate me all you want. Like, I love the NFL and the NHL, the two most violent sports on the face of the earth, if you ask me, you know, is the NHL in the Stanley Cup playoffs in April to June is the heaviest hitting I've ever seen in sports, at 40 miles an hour on an ice sheet and a blade of steel. Very dangerous. And then the NFL, it's 25 mile an hour high voltage car wreck hitting. And if you keep your head down, you're going to get hurt. You better be ready. I'll tell you what, Vontaze Burfict wasn't ready for that hit on Monday night. I still don't think it was that bad of a hit. I thought it was a great hit. And I would say, yeah, it was a dangerous shot. He planned on laying him out, and he did it. And Burfict wasn't looking, and he got lit up. This is what happens in the NFL, and it's no joke. But I'm not going to sit here and, you know, act like I don't like it. Like, are you kidding me? Why do you watch the NFL, Carver? You just like... You want your team to make the playoffs and that's it, or do you like the hitting?
Love of the game, just love the game.
Drew, you don't like the hitting?
No, I love the hitting. I love the game. I want wins for my team. But what I'm saying is, I'm with the ejections. Eject them, man. If you target and try to kill a man's head,
right,
you go out there on the football field and try to kill a man, you need to get off the field.
A lot of good that did. A lot of good that did on Monday night when Ilyoka didn't get thrown out of the game. And then 2 days later, his suspensions dropped because they deemed it wasn't dangerous. So I think the league's pathetic. If you're going to do it, do it. Then throw them out of games. But they don't do it. And now they're considering it. Well, it's a little late to come to the party with that after you got half the league getting carried out on boards. Right?
This is America. Come to the party with anything, anytime. Everything can always be improved. And if people are trying to kill each other out there on a football field, you need to get off the field.
Well, there you go. I guess. I don't, you know, fair enough. I mean, you're entitled to that opinion. I don't really have a problem with your opinion. I really don't. If you don't want anyone on the field playing, they're going to have a shortage. Because there's a lot of guys trying to lay people out, and that's all there is to it. How many guys get cheap-shotted and hit laid out of bounds, or how many quarterbacks get cheap-shotted? I mean, guys get cheap-shotted on every play, every Sunday. Every single play, there's somebody getting cheap-shotted. Jim in Fort Worth, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, can I have an ice cold Cola One and a shot of Patron?
Can we get him a freshie and a Patron shot? Check out
Scotty, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you, do you think the Eagles' woes against 500 and above teams will continue on Sunday against the Rams? Do my Cowboys have a chance to catch them at all in the East? Or at the very
all right, slow down. Slow down. I'm not that smart. You're going really fast. What's the first question again?
Do you think the Eagles will struggle Sunday with the Rams and their – trend of struggling against 500 or better teams will continue.
I actually don't think they struggle with anybody. I thought they had one bad game in Seattle, and I had Seattle in that game with the points. So I really wasn't that surprised they went out to the link and lost, to be honest with you. I think that, you know, frankly, if you ask me, they're a better team than the Rams. I think they'll beat them. Anyway, what's the other questions?
The other question was, is there any way my Cowboys can catch the Seahawks for that final playoff?
No, the Cowboys are they're done. And if they make it, I will keel over. I don't even think they're good enough to win out. I just don't have any faith in them at all this season. I think the season's been a disaster. And the fact that everybody still thinks that there's something there, that they're clinging to the hopes and dreams of them making the playoffs, if you ask me, I mean, I just don't see it. You know, you got the Lions and the Packers and yourselves, and Atlanta's ahead of you. Seattle's ahead of you. And then if Seattle catches the Rams, they're ahead of you. Carolina's ahead of you. I mean, it's just not happening. Fair enough. Theodore in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
You got a great show, Scott. But let me warn you. Lifted weights years ago. One time, lost my concentration. Had to call in sick and crawl up the stairs. Years later, maybe it manifested there. I'm not sure. 13 years in a wheelchair, dealing with lower body paralysis, something with the spinal cord. So let me tell you, right now, don't play around. You need to go get your back and spinal cord checked tomorrow. And I'm telling you, sir, I don't know you, but just love you like a neighbor.
Thank you.
You better check that out, because I didn't. Right. I hesitated 2 years, got it from my desk, back hurt, bam, collapsed, going to work, and
boom,
almost died. So let me tell you,
boom,
I don't care if you think it's a tweak. I don't care if you think it's, I'll put it off. Do not, because you do not want to go in a wheelchair, lower body paralysis,
you're right,
and attack.
You're right. Slow down. Slow down. Listen, today I was at the foot doctor this morning. That's how I started my day. Let's not send me already to the paralysis center, because I got a little action going after playing 50 minutes tonight of violent basketball. I got a little teeny, you know, tweak. I'm not feeling at this point, Carver High, as though I'm headed toward paralysis. But if I do, I will credit my man Ted here in Baltimore with showing me the light as to my potential for a spinal tap.
He's just looking out for you.
I love the guy. He's looking out for me. I love him. Thank you. God bless you during this holiday season. Love everyone. I've knock on wood, I've had every other problem, but I haven't had a back problem. But and I don't have as many problems as Warren Moon. Some people are like, man, I had a really bad day. I'm like, no, you didn't. I can tell you about some people that had a worse day than you. Your day wasn't that bad. You'll be all right. John in Birmingham, you're on CBS Sports Radio. John. All right. Can I tell you about the game tomorrow night, New Orleans, Atlanta? It's going to kick off a huge week of massive games. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Did I not hit enough games for you the last month? Forget about last week, 21-9, 80% in college football. 80% of my bets covered for you. All I do is make people fat cheddar sandwiches. Sunday, Oakland, Kansas City, Minnesota, Carolina, Washington and the Bulls, Seattle, Jacksonville, Philly and the Rams. Sunday night, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Monday night, New England, Miami. Great games. Army, Navy, all of it. I'm doling out every bowl game. They're already posted. My money lines and spreads for every single bowl game and the national championship playoff. It's all there. College Hoops Saturday, Indiana, Louisville, Florida, Cincinnati. Great games. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every college game, every pick, every sport, every night, NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. You cannot beat it. $35 a month. Are you kidding me? I'll make you that back so fast your head will spin. PharrellOnTheBench.com. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. John in Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man.
All right. I got a couple of questions for you. I'm down here in Alabama. I've got some questions. Actually, I got a question about Alabama football, and then I want to ask you about some party spots. Do you think Jeremy Pruitt will go to Tennessee?
Yeah, I think that deal's already done.
Okay.
Well, I think they did that. I think they did that deal tonight. I think tomorrow morning you'll hear it's done.
They were saying that there was some conflict over him. Not he wanted to coach through the playoffs, and they didn't want him to do that. So
I think I think it'll all work out because this is the best thing that's ever happened to him in his life.
Okay. Well, that's good info. Hey, listen, I'm going to the playoff game, so I want to know if you could give me some input on some great party spots for New Year's Eve before Alabama goes and kicks the crap out of Clemson.
Where is that game being played? In Bourbon Street?
New Orleans, baby.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Carver High, weren't you just down there vomiting all over the place?
Yes.
It's just fantastic. Bourbon Street rocks. All you have to do is go down there and just start drinking and walking around and jazzing up and seeing all the freaks and nudity. You're going to love it. I think that covered it, didn't it?
Pretty much.
Oh, and go to the Harrah's Casino on the water. It's fun, too.
I did well there.
Carver High always finds his way to the food, fun, gambling, and drinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.